Recent reports of public domain have identified two humble fishermen from the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago among the victims. Their relatives indicate that those who were assassinated were engaged in fishing activities at the time. This act is yet another chapter in the escalation of the U.S. strikes carried out since September to date against civilian vessels transiting international waters in the Caribbean Sea. Everything indicates, therefore, that there is an international crime going on affecting the entire Latin American and Caribbean region. The recent attacks in the Caribbean Sea represent a point of maximum tension for peace and stability in Venezuela. The U.S. government has made and revealed that it's considering launching armed attacks on land, which would be contrary to the provisions of Article 2.4 of the Charter of the United Nations.